Alright, discussing about the prohibition of having meat during the 9 days, but there are exceptions, and the Ramah quotes some exceptions. He says, "Usudat mitzvah, if you're at a sudas mitzvah, you're at a meal, it's a mitzvah eating meat, or the mitzvah to eat, I should say, sudas mitzvah, you're on milu, pidyon aben, you have a bris milah, or in pidyon aben, besim masechet, you're doing a siyam." He says, "Usudat erusin." Now, usudat erusin would mean like sort of like a betrothal suda, but a number of, this is the whole question. The Magen Avraham thinks that this might be a mistake. He thinks that those words don't belong there. Other people say that it was really written Vav Samech Aleph, Usfar Mecherim, and that the printer maybe got it mistaken. So it's not so clear that it belongs there. But nevertheless, certainly at a siyum, Ochlem Basar B'Shotim Yayin, Kol HaShayachim L'Suda. Everybody can eat meat and drink wine. Avayesh Litzam Seim Shel Hosi. But a person should be careful not to have anybody come in, meaning just the people who have a genuine connection with the siyum, meaning their friends or their relatives of the Messiah, not people, everybody walk in, not a sign, you want to eat meat, come in now, that doesn't work. He says, then he says, "V'shavua shechal tishav tocha in the chol b'sar b'zayin rak minim esumsum." V'shavu shechal bo tishav. So if you're having a siyum, you should only have, he says, 10 guests. In other words, if I'm one of the mesayimim, then I'm connected to it. But in other words, in addition to the mesayimim, just invite 10 guests. You're limited to what you can invite. V'zeh filu be'erav tishav. Sorry, and then that would be on Shavu Shechabo Tishbav. So we know this year, we mentioned this Machloket Rishonim, whether it's a Shavu Shechabo Tishbav. For Sephardim, certainly no Shavu Shechabo, because Tishbav falls out on Shabbos and is pushed over to Sunday. And even for Ashkenazim, the Magen Avraham says we're only Machmir if it's something that Midin D'Gemara would be something Shavu Shechabo, like the Saper L'Chabes, like getting a haircut, laundering clothes, and it comes into Halacha. Even though we're knowing even more than that, but it can come into play. There will be machmir. But something like eating meat, which is something that would mean Dina de Gemara is just the Sudam of Seket, so then there is no Shavu Shechabo for us. But the Mishabur brings down that according to Lavush, from Rosh Chodesh till Tishbav, you should just have a minyan and some. According to Lavush, that you're always limited from Rosh Chodesh Av till through Tishbav to just a minion. So you're making a siyum, just a minion of people in addition to the Messiah you should invite. And he says that the Chayadim writes down the way Lavush has it. Now, the Mishmeru also says, he says, "Umikomakom imon izdamim b'limudo asiyum." If it doesn't work out that that's when you're Messiah, he says, "Lo yimaher o yachher b'shulza." I shouldn't speed up my learning. Let's say I'm learning whatever I'm going to write now. Zip, zip, zip. I want to learn so I can have a siyum now in the 9 days. Oh, yachir, I shouldn't delay it. Like I really made the siyum. In other words, the masechta was done in the beginning of Tammuz. I'm just delaying it. So now we'll have it during the 9 days. Begam im loyo says sudah b'shar yamim efshar shlis tenagamata. In addition to which, I wouldn't normally make a meat suda. I wouldn't have this. I normally have kichel when I make a siyum. Now I make a siyum in the 9 days. Oh, now I have the 9-course meat meal. That doesn't cut it either, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Achein im nizdamein karui. But if it all worked out, all the atmospherics worked out properly, mutarim lechol afotan shalom dui mahem miyuhokin aban gam zman acher mishum reyed. So everybody can eat if they would normally come, you know, on another occasion they would come to it. So that would be the way it would go. Now, the quotes here from Dirshim Berura, the Dirshim Mishnah Berura, he says that if a person delays it or speeds it up, it just shows that all he really wants to do is eat the meat. He says, so it's not really a simcha and a siyum masechta. It's just an excuse for me to eat meat. So that's not a sudas mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is that you have your sameach and the siyum masechta. It's got nothing to do with the siyum masechta. You just want to go ahead and eat the meat. Now, and the Aruch HaShulchan also brings down that if a person holds off the siyum dafka for these days, it's a davar mechuar. It's a very disgusting thing, the Aruch HaShulchan says. But but there's more to say about this. Now, he mentions here also that Reb Chaim Kanievsky related that he heard from his father, Reb Yaakov Kanievsky, the stipler, that during the time of World War I, there was nothing to eat in the yeshiva. The only thing they had was meat. That was the only thing they could eat. And all the bakrim would make a suda siyum by every Suda, and the whole yeshiva ate meat under those. That was very unusual circumstances. Okay, that's one derech, and we only have a couple of minutes, and then I got to wrap it up. Now, he quotes here, though, in the Piskei Teshuvos that Reb Yaakov Emden says, he says if a person is like learning more to make the siyum, it's like you'd say in Yiddish nishka perlach, it doesn't make a difference. Because he was zealous and he learned properly. As long as he's learning, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says he's learning properly, and he's not, you know, compromising on the learning, there's nothing wrong with speeding up, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, to have the siyum. And then he quotes here also from the Otzer HaChaim that the Sanzer Rebbe would make a siyum from Rosh Chodesh Av every day till the seventh day of Av, and on Motzei Tish B'Av he would also make a siyum Masechta and eat meat. So he'd meet all the time. And then he quotes here, these are mostly Hasidic Sfarim, or the ones who are, you know, putting it front and center. And the Chidushi, it's brought down the name of the Chidushi Rim, the Minhag among Hasidim was Davka to make a Siyum Masechta at this time, because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinat Chinam, because of needless hatred, one Jew for another Jew. And at Siyum Masechta, you make Yom HaTav L'Rabbanan. So you make a Yantav for the Tamid HaChachamim, and everybody's happy with one another, and that's just the opposite of Sinat Chinam. That's a Tikkun for the, you know, the causes that led to the Korban Beis HaMikdash. And then he quotes here that he quotes from the Baal Kedushas Yanta from Siget that the minhag that your Messiah Masechti make a Suda Basar V'Yayin, that there's a mitzvah for us to make a poel demyoni, like an active imagery a la Atid, in other words, to reflect what the future will bring. We know these days in the future will be days of Yantiv. In other words, remember the Shiva Sar B'Tamas and Tishba B'Av days of Yantiv. And remember, I had quoted Rav Simon has in his Sefer, I think it's from Rav Strela Rizhin, that the days in between will be days of Chol HaMoed. So you want to you know, presage that a little bit. And then he brings down, like, going from Rav Avram Sofer to his father Shimon Sofer, that the minhag was to study Masechta with and they would leave a little bit just for the dafk of the time between Rosh Chodesh Av and Tish B'Av. Now, he quotes from B'nai Yisaschar that the fact that tzaddikim make a siyum masechta and eat meat, he says, even though they're not so much into meat, he says that siyum masechta is chalisha kocho shel asama'el, that when you make a siyum masechta, it weakens the koch of the yetzahara, like the satan. Shirosh teva mishmo, that was the name of the satan, is sama'el, samach mem, aleph, and alamid, so it's siyum masechta ein laso. That's his protocol. That's his program. Sama'el. Siyum Masechta Ein Laso. He doesn't want you to make a Siyum Masechta. So we want to do just the opposite. And Sama'el is the Sar of Esav. So we want to make a Siyum Masechta, and we want to be Machlish Shish Koach. Anyway, so the bottom line is, though he quotes in the end, this is from the Piskei Teshuvos, Amnam Ein Len Hokein El Mish Kabbalah B'Deim Kim Rabbatim Tzadik Kamai. So the only ones who should rely on all these kulas to, you know, specifically, you know, plop the siyum and during the 9 days to eat meat, or people who have a mesorah from the rebbeim, the ilav hachi and the zuzmi divrei shulchan aruch poskim. Otherwise, you shouldn't deviate from that which the mechaber and the poskim say. The in the shayer and the meyer, you shouldn't slow it down or speed it up. V'rak mish siyum bim is damein v'yami elu mutar l'aruch. Only if it works out exactly that way. And he says the only people who be mishtate for people who would normally come to the suda otherwise. And then we had the limitations about shavu shakabo, which may not apply for this year. So that's the Rashi proclamation. Well, yeah, where are the question go? Yeah.
I have a chorus. Also have that.
Wait, say again. What about it? The issue is you're rushing in when it was normally to do it at a time when it works out. It's okay, but here you're doing because you want to breach the gezeira. So you would say over there we're doing to breach like the tanis, you mean. So it's not so this I can't answer. So it could be you should know that a lot of poskim aren't so happy with the siyum to break the tanis b'chorim. They're not so thrilled with it. So I don't know. But here I could say that it's like that we have this well established minhag not to eat meat, and you're doing it just to break that, so that they certainly don't like that.
I just want to say it in a sort of funny way, but it's true, that the psak of my wife that you can't go to a restaurant, see him, when you're not related to the person, was accepted and agreed to by Rapporto Simon today at YU when she said it in a conversation. You guys, I think, are showing those Siyum things on your phone, maybe, I don't know. There are all these restaurants where you go to the restaurant and there's a Siyum every hour in the restaurant. You have no connection ever before to the person making the Siyum.
Right.
You're paying to eat the food.
Yeah,
that's the price. This is totally inappropriate
right.
to participate if you're not in any way related to that person by knowing that person or something.
All right.
It's not what you should be doing.
All right. I think that's it. Okay. Rabbi Chanan, I'm not sure I'm supposed to say it to you. I'm supposed to say it to you.